that is at this point in our process.
Other questions? I was just going to make one little point, Sean. You talked about the Oak Lawn exception. My understanding from the prior testimony is that it applies to 5 facilities in Michigan. It has been brought forward by Oak Lawn, but it's not exclusive to.
I stand corrected. I didn't mean to imply it only applied to one. They were the entity that brought it forward to the work group. But we do recognize that there are 5 potential entities that could be impacted. None of those, as I understand it, are Ascension Health Michigan facilities. Certainly, we do have hospitals in some of those geographic areas.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Other question? Commissioner D'Armo?
This is a point of order to our legal counsel. Mr. Stajka, in terms of my potential conflict of interest, do I need to recuse myself or can I participate in this process and in the vote?
Okay. When there is a conflict of interest, the law says that you should not participate in discussions or deliberations, rather, as well as the vote. I've been looking further at the ethics opinion with regard to what you raised earlier, Commissioner, and I think maybe in this case you do not have a conflict that would rise to the point of needing to recuse yourself. I'm looking at the language of the ethics opinion that we have that says members may deliberate and vote on standards of general applicability. That is, they may deliberate and vote on those standards that do not exclusively benefit certain healthcare facilities or providers which employ the commission members, even if the general applicability standard involves the member's employer or those from whom a member's employer does work. So it seems to me this is broad enough that that you would not necessarily have to recuse yourself if that's how you feel that applies in your situation.
Thank you.
Looks like David, is it Kundas from Alliance Imaging?
Ms. Moore raised her hand, wanted clarification. My understanding of our legal counsel's ruling is that I do not have, that Commissioner D'Armo does not have a conflict of interest, given that these standards would apply across the board and there would be 5 institutions that would be of benefit. It just so happens that 2 of those are the Oakwood Health System, of which I am not employed. I am the vice chairman of the board.
Right.
Good morning. I'm Dave Condis from Alliance H&I. First, I wanted to thank the group for giving me the opportunity to speak here and your continued hard work in the healthcare arena here in Michigan. The 3 things that are proposed in the work group and the language, as far as the first proposal applies to proton beam, we don't have a strong position on that particular topic. The kind of underlying financials with that technology, I think, will push it probably in a direction that larger healthcare organizations that probably have MRI resources to support will probably take part in that technology anyway. And it appears that the work group discussion was kind of in that vein to begin with. The second proposal with regards to emergency department volume and need methodology is one that we do have a strong opinion on. We're opposed to that. Predominantly because the primary assertion is that the access to MRI is not available to support the acute need patients, of which there's a very small percentage and number annually. And we're talking about making a change to the standards that would reduce by about 33% to half where we currently stand on utilization rates to support this particular assertion when the equipment is available, if necessary, for these particular patients. And so we don't feel that making this broad change is the right direction for the standards at this particular point in time based on the dramatic reduction in utilization that would occur because of that. And then with regards to the third proposal, around Dr. Basha or the freestanding imaging centers, our primary feeling is that there are a number of hospitals in the area whose primary mission is to serve these particular patients and do so quite well. This would also set a new precedent by lowering the standards considerably and changing in a direction away from the utilization rates that are accepted at the current time.
Questions?
Yeah, I have some questions.
Sure.
They all are directed on the Oaklawn issue. In your testimony, you say we are partners with prefixed MRI systems in the state, Garden City, in Garden City, Owosso, and St. Mary's Livonia, none of which operate the MRI 24 hours a day, which is certainly reasonable. You wouldn't anticipate that. But don't they have a tech on call for emergencies?
They actually do not choose to utilize MRI services in the off hour.
They have no technologist on call.
They have no technologist on call. They utilize CT for their acute care patients.
The other thing which is doesn't follow from your testimony is, well, this doesn't occur insufficient, that they have sufficient MRI services now for emergencies. They simply can wait. Well, the whole argument is that you cannot wait. They're doing only 40% of the time is the MRI available.
Right. The primary assertion is that they don't have the option to have MRI services available, which is actually incorrect. The MRI services could be available 24 hours a day if that's something that...
Yeah, but that would be prohibitively expensive.
Well, I don't think that's something that was borne out in the work group discussion, at least not in any of the notes that were published.
That might be true, but information that's been given, and we can ask Alec to reiterate this again, that's prohibitively expensive because it isn't a capacity issue. To simply have an MRI to go from 40% to 100%, no institution could do that. They don't plan to do patients the other 60% of the time unless it's an emergency, which would be admittedly only four times a week approximately or something like that. So that's not an option. The alternative is simply do what they're doing and continue to send patients elsewhere or to have a fixed unit and a tech on call. But the third option is not viable, which is go from 40 to 100% of renting an MRI but do nothing with it.
Well, I don't think it's something that's actually been adequately explored, even from a business relationship perspective of where the need exactly is at, because to have an MRI sitting there anyway overnight, you know, the existing system doesn't move, to speak to specifics. And so at least the days that it's there in the evening hours, so we could have a tech on call in the same fashion that the hospital would have one on call if that was a need that existed, and that those are type of things that could be worked through, but hasn't been something that's been brought to the table and adequately explored.
Well, that wasn't my understanding from the Oaklawn people, what you just said. My understanding of that is not an option. Now, the commission may decide that the status quo is still what's best, but the option you're talking about didn't exist when this was discussed at the work group. I mean, it was not a viable option.
Well, let me see if I can clarify that. The nature of your company is to rent mobile MRIs to facilities?
We provide mobile MRI, PET CT, and in the past CT services to a variety of hospitals, as well as the staffing to support those. And also the expertise to maintain the programs.
And it would be possible for Oaklawn to avail themselves of your services to rent a mobile machine 24/7, 365?
It would be very possible for them to explore options to look at 24/7 and off-hour coverage in a variety of different fashions. I mean, we've got a gamut of different arrangements out there through the clients that we serve.
And given the gamut of different arrangements, what would be the average cost of those arrangements?
Well, it sounds like you're talking about a discussion going down the path of what would it cost if we only, in the off hours anyway, utilize the equipment as needed, and that would be something that we'd have to sit down, because it hasn't been requested in the past, we'd have to sit down and build a model around.
So the testimony that we got earlier from Mr. Allen from Oaklawn was a figure that his company, that his hospital had come up with. You're saying you might be able to come up with a different figure?
No, it was based on the idea of the unit being provided and staffed in a 24/7 fashion, rather than provided for daytime period hours and fully staffed, and then staffed only as needed in the off hours.
So my father used to tell me that it's better to own than to rent. Is that true with your equipment?
Well, I think the at the end of the day, it all comes down to utilization. And so every particular scenario is different. I think the general philosophy of the CON here in Michigan is one, providing access to care, and two, hopefully also containing those costs. And I do think that there's a point that we need to look at those types of things. I'm not suggesting that potentially some of this language shouldn't be looked at. I'm suggesting that it hasn't been developed well enough, that the notes that came out of the work group meetings did not explore in full all the possibilities here in the state.
So is there some information that you'd be willing to provide to the department about different options for off-hour staffing, including or excluding support?
There is, but not at this particular meeting.
No, I'm not asking for it today, but if we pass something today, it would be first reading, then there is public comment, then it would come back for final action. So what I'm asking is whether that would give you sufficient time to provide us information that could be very useful in making an assessment about cost.
Yes.
Great. Other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Patrick O'Donovan, Beaumont.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to comment on the MRI. First, with regard to the information that is in the proposed changes that the department put forward on allowing for expansion of a mobile MRI unit based on that unit's volume, Beaumont would support that. I never really understood why it was different for mobile than it was for fixed. I understand why the volume thresholds may be different, but in terms of the criteria for expansion, so we would support that. With regard to the MRI work group issues, we support the MRI used for MRT simulation. We checked with our radiation oncologists, who indicated that is becoming the standard of care. And just like it was with CT, we should follow that lead. Beaumont does not have a position on the second MRI work group issue on the ED volume-based need methodology, although just looking at it and hearing some of the discussion today, it seems like it does make sense to explore that. On the third item, on the charity care volume-based methodology, Beaumont does not support the work group language on that to allow for conversion of a mobile to fixed based on Medicaid volume or Medicaid percentage. First, we oppose it on the merits. It has always been Beaumont's position that beyond the requirement that is already in all the CON standards for Medicaid participation, a payer mix should not be a criterion for awarding special exceptions. And secondly, just in terms of the process, that's been well visited today. There's obviously lots of folks who feel that it has not been fully vetted. So it would seem to us that more discussion of that would be necessary just on the process perspective. So that's it. Any
questions for Patrick?
One brief question. You support the simulator. You oppose what people are calling the exception that Dr. Basha wishes.
Correct.
And on the Oak Lawn or the mobile issue, you're neutral. Is that correct?
Yeah, no position on the Oak Lawn.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Last card I have on MRI is Barbara Jackson from Blue Cross. Barbara, while you're coming up, I did have one card from somebody who had already spoken, and I guess what I don't want is to get into an argument today. I would encourage people, if they have additional data for us, to submit it to the department in the form of a letter, and all the commission could get it. I'm especially interested in cost information.
Hi, it's me again. Thanks for letting me make some comments. I'd also like to convey our concerns about the MRI workgroup. Dr. Robert Goodman of BCSBSM and I attended, and we actively participated in it. And by the way, Dr. Goodman is a former ER doc. The issues pertaining to the MRI review standards require additional information discussion prior to the development of proposed language. This is an evolving issue, and I think it's pretty obvious based on the number of questions and comments that came out of what's happened so far that it's still in the works. The initial meeting was very informational, but there still is a lot of work to be done before language should be developed. We think the proposed language brought forward for action today is premature and recommend additional work group, either an additional meeting or meetings, to complete these deliberations and develop some kind of consensus. Only following this process could we support language to be brought forward for the commission. Thank you very much. We continue to support CON. We think everybody does a great job, and we're happy to be a part of it. Any questions? No, Dr. Sandler?
Don't.
No. I'm terribly sorry, Barbara, since we're friends, to disappoint you. But
we're going to move to the rest of...
Chairman Gold.
Sorry.
I want to make a quick comment as your legal counsel concerning the work groups.